Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of February 2018, and this is the 750th Mole Out Loud podcast. So I'm three quarters of the way to 1,000 today. I don't know really what that means in terms of anything, but 750 is rather a nice number. It is a really beautiful day today. It's been about 19, but with blue, clear blue skies and very little wind. The leaves are definitely turning now, and although February is usually our hottest month, just at the moment it isn't, and it's lovely. It's lovely to have this cooler weather, although it's quite difficult to remember that how high the UV rating is still. So even though this morning when I went for a walk before it had turned into this blue day and it was very clouded, I did slap myself with sun cream. It felt a bit silly, really, because when I went for my walk this morning, it was about 9 degrees or 10 maybe. Today I've been entirely on foot, so I'm trying to find my legs again after having the pleasure of those wheels. So I did a proper loop up Knocklofty. I must say it was a bit of an effort and I found myself stopping quite a lot, but I did make it, and it was a really lovely walk. It was interesting seeing the aftermath of the heavy winds we had last week. There were some very strange pieces of almost sculpture from branches that had fallen from the gum trees. I think I'll probably send one with this podcast that looked like a sort of forked lightning. Anyway, it felt as if it had been quite a good idea not to be up there in the storm, or the wind rather, and the immediate aftermath of that wind. But really lovely being up there today. I went quite gently, as I said, and I took my time around it. It took, in fact, the bulk of the morning. But I just haven't really had that lovely walking, thinking time for a while. And although I didn't have any extraordinary insights, I felt as if I was able to allow my mind to roam a bit, and that's always a really good thing. And this afternoon I haven't been out and about, but I have been up and about. I've been trying to get some of my house in some sort of order. The vacuum cleaner came out today after having been in hibernation for a little while. In fact, it seemed to be so shocked by being put to use that it started making a noise like an anguished hyena, but I think it's okay. I think I've just got something caught in the tube. And this little flurry of activity is because I've got a writer's cave tonight with different people coming, who haven't necessarily seen my house, and so I always start seeing it through other people's eyes, and it's always a terrible shock to me. In fact, just as I look around and talk to you, I kind of think, oh gosh, the dust around my books, which of course I haven't really got time to do anything about in the next half hour. But at least I've made a go, I've made a start. So today so far has not been a writing day. I didn't go for my usual afternoon stint at the cafe. I decided I really wanted to get into a bit of tidying, and I'm glad I did that, given that I've also already, I've got 3 hours, part two or three, I'm not sure yet, hours of writing ahead. That feels okay to me. I'm going to keep this podcast short because I'm not quite ready yet. And I can still see a few things I want to get done. It's funny, at some stage during a cleaning stage, you start by being, or I start by being quite thorough and cleaning everything. And then towards the end, I start seeing what is absolutely most essential and what can be left for a little bit. I just need to not keep leaving those things that can be left for a little bit forever. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or if you're just beginning your day, that you have a good day ahead. I hope that if the weather has been beautiful, you've either been able to be out and about or have been able to appreciate it from indoors. If it is not such beautiful weather, I hope that you have been able to cozy up indoors, or if you're in a hotter climate, to find some shade somewhere. I've just noticed outside my neighbour's cat. Sitting in front of a kettle that I used for watering some plants outside, my tomatoes mainly. And because of where it's sitting and where I'm standing, what it looks as if it's doing is staring at its reflection in the kettle. It's quite a nice little image, although I don't think it would show up if I took a photo. Anyway, I shall leave you with that in your minds, and as I said, I hope you have a great day, and thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.